Cooks Are Out, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish and
Aether.
This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Jaster Mareel / Granta Omega.
When Granta wakes up, it's to a splitting headache, a ring on his finger, and a frankly obscene amount of sunlight streaming in through the entirely uncovered windows. Ugh, he says with deep disgust, rolling over and burying his face in Jaster's blanket-covered hip.
Not the most resounding affirmation of our marriage,
Jaster says dryly. He's sitting up, leaning back against the headboard with a pad up, and Granta opens one eye to squint up at him. I don't think you should be taking that tone with me after I dug you out of a Sith temple, he informs his new husband, but tips his head to look at what Jaster is doing. Looking up solicitors to get us divorced?
Looking up planets without extradition treaties to the wider galaxy,
Jaster says without hesitation.
The moment Miles hears I married a crime lord, he's going to mobilize all of Mandalorian space to hunt me down and then mount my head in his parlor.
I'm a businessman, officially, Granta says lazily, though the part of their meeting where he killed a Sith ghost and rescued Jaster from an eternity of torment as a Sith soldier, not for altruistic reasons, of course, but because he's been meaning to add the book Jaster had latched onto to his collection, and Jaster had tried to take his head off when he attempted to retrieve it, probably undercuts the assertion, slightly. Jaster hums, unimpressed but indulgent.
You're also officially my lord and master,
he says, apparently unbothered by this as he scans the pad.
So, husband, what dastardly commands do you have for your enthralled servant who exists at your pleasure?
With a snort, Granta rolls over onto his back, raising a brow at Jaster. You might be a thrall to my will, he says dryly, but if last night proves much, it's that I have to beg you to do anything.
You do beg very well.
Jaster lowers the pad, sweeps a glance over him. He pauses, clearly debating something, and then says,
if we were to tell Miles that you have absolute control over my will...
I'm very fond of you, Granta informs him, specifically of your cock. But even for you, dear husband, I'm not going to piss off the Criffing Mandalore.
Coward,
Jaster tells him. But it's amused more than aggrieved, and he leans down to kiss Granta lightly. Granta smirks lazily, sliding a hand into Jaster's short hair. Oh, absolutely. That's the best part of being a criminal overlord. I don't have to worry about moral uprightness or any principles beyond self-preservation. You should try it.
So you saving that Twi'lek girl who verbally abuses you and calls herself your bodyguard.
We are not bringing Eldra into this.
Or your angry pet murderer.
Or Maul. Close your mouth. Jaster laughs at him instead of listening. But then, last night's mad bit of impulse, while thoroughly sloshed, was largely focused on the hope that being married would make him listen slightly better than the dastardly Sith magic, so that's not exactly a surprise.
The end.
The end.